Since I've been presenting BBC Surrey Breakfast, which is coming up for 3 years now, I've been hearing some people complain how parts of Surrey are incredibly frustrating when it comes to using the internet, just because it's so blimmin' slow. This does seem odd, given how much Surrey contributes through its businesses to the Exchequer, and the fact that we're a home county. We're right next to London, one of the most important cities in the world. But official research has proved that most web users in Surrey are having to put up with speeds below the national average. Surrey County Council are going on about this aim to get us all hooked up to broadband in 2012. It's 2012 now. Peter Martin is the Deputy Leader of Surrey County Council. Peter, what is the plan?
Well, good morning, Nick. We're anxious to bring broadband to all the residents in Surrey, if we can. Right now, we're in the process of selecting a company which is going to help us to get to the 20% of residents that we think won't be reached by BT's Open Reaches plan at the moment.
Because their plan was to miss out several key villages. I think Oxted was one of the bigger ones. I mean, how can you do that?
Yeah, well, that's the point. I mean, there are lots of white spots in the county, and those white spots are particularly concentrated in the rural areas, in Tandridge, in Waverley, parts of Guildford, Mole Valley. Those are the ones that are particularly affected. We think it's really important to try and get broadband to as many people as we possibly can. So we're in the process of selecting a company which will help us do just that. We've put aside money. The company that we will select will match that money, and we hope by 2013 we'll get broadband to almost every resident in the county.
And it's not just broadband, though, is it? It has to be decent broadband, because the way that people are expecting things to be delivered down the internet now, feature films, for instance, which could clog up the network for everyone else, means that you have to almost provide overcapacity, don't you?
Yeah, the average speed right now, according to our surveys, is somewhere around 3.5 megabits per second.
Funnily enough, that's almost exactly what I get in Walton-on-Thames, but my colleague Julia lives in Ottershaw and says it's nothing like that.
Well, I tested mine this morning just before I came out. I live in Godalming, and I got 2.52 registered.
So below average.
So that's below average. So,
and Godalming's an important town.
Well, it's quite close. I live in quite close to the Exchange. So, yeah, we want to try and do something about that. And we're working with the companies to increase the speed, because we think it's important. 20 megabits is what we're looking for. That's what we normally define as super fast broadband. But, of course, as the years go by, what is defined as super fast broadband keeps going up. But that's what we're trying to get to.
Do you think we should consider internet access and the stuff that comes down the broadband pipes to be something of a utility now? I mean, people do their banking online, people are expected to pay bills online, it's often cheaper to pay for a lot of things online. And if I was cut off from my internet, a huge part of what I do for a living, as well as my personal life, would be stymied.
That's pretty much what we're regarding it as. It's a utility. But, of course, the County Council doesn't provide these things. That's provided by BT Openreach and all the other providers. What we're trying to do is to enable a better use, and we think that's the right thing to do.
So this would be, say, private companies coming and saying, right, we've won the contract to do this, we need to dig up this road. You would find a way to make that easy for them.
We're trying to enable that to happen. Yes, we're providing money, matched funding with them. The government is helping as well. So between us all, we hope to make sure that as many people as possible get a decent broadband service. And that's important for social reasons, for business reasons, and for public service reasons. I mean, they're all important things. Little things like we can reduce congestion, I think, if we get more people working from home, for instance. People in rural areas will be able to set up businesses more easily with a full broadband service that they couldn't do without it.
And the net cost to the taxpayer who has no interest in the internet, doesn't want to get internet access, and thinks that Surrey County Council maybe ought to concentrate on other things?
Well, I think that there is a net. I think it will be a bonus to the residents of Surrey as a whole.